And welcome back. It's the Tater Report. Hey, again, donate. It's a big opportunity to help the station. Go to CIUT.fm. Donate. Help us make 100,000. Give yourself a shot by giving more than $89.50 to Trip for Two to Iceland. I'm wondering, I think we should take up the matter of why we don't have any journalism in Canada. Trying to figure this out. Friday, December the 10th, a story appeared, and in the news business, they say Friday is a funny time. You know, you want to look out when things get released on Fridays. But the Chinese ambassador to Canada had some type of press briefing. And it was reported by Mike Blanchfield, the Canadian press. It also appeared, and I saw it in the Globe and Mail, it appeared also on CTV and the Toronto Sun. By the way, the Toronto Star, to my knowledge, has yet to report this story. But I find it striking, since everyone thinks we're the free world. And we also, we have real journalists and investigative journalism, all this. So here's the story. The ambassador said during this press briefing for invited, they said an invitation only press briefing. Canadian press doesn't tell me who was there. Actually, I don't know that they were there. And this was released on Friday, but this is something which, listeners to the Tater Report would know about, because in the press briefing, he said that the two Michaels had confessed to their crimes. And in the story printed by the CTV, the Globe, and the Toronto Sun, and the Globe, they said, well, this had first been mentioned in September of this year. When there was the exchange, what else are you going to call it, of Meng Wanzhou and the two Michaels. They said that a pro or communist newspaper in China had said there was a rumor that they had confessed. And actually, to correct that impression, first of all, we reported the Tater Report because we read it on the Chinese Foreign Ministry site at an official press conference. Their spokesperson said that they reminded the world that there had been a confession by the two Michaels. Now comes the part about why don't we have journalism? This seems like a kind of important story. We thought it was important at the time we mentioned it, that because after all, the two Michaels has become our favorite subject when everybody wants to go very chauvinistic and to call for action and to say, a lot of things. They don't mention this matter. And since I assume that our media, they've never said that they've never reported that. Now they report that the Chinese ambassador to Canada has said it. So have the journalists of Canada beaten a path to the door of the two Michaels? Have they gone directly to the Canadian spokesperson for our prime minister? Have they gone to anybody to say, this is out there. Do you have a comment? And no, well, actually they haven't, haven't at all. And as I mentioned before, we talked about it and I will repeat, I don't know if it's true or not, but it has been stated. And so where's the due diligence of our red hot reporters why aren't they on this? Why aren't they knocking on doors, you know, doing a Mike Wallace over at the Kovrig House or with the other Michael? Simply to give them an opportunity to respond. Now, you know, I bring this up because partly because there is a tennis player that everybody wants to know what she thinks, they claim. In America and Canada, they all want to know what Peng Shui has to say about her status. And she has said on the record that she wants her privacy respected. She'd like to that. Well, the two Michaels, I know, have said the same thing. And boy, is the Canadian media honoring that. They're not going to ask, hey, this has been said about yourselves. They haven't gone, but they all want to go and even extract this wonderful tennis player from her own country and make her go to a third country so that she can meet with a man from Florida who runs the Women's Tennis Association, and so that he can be convinced of her safety and a reminder that he wants her to accuse somebody in China of something bad. But then nobody wants to go and find out why has the Chinese said this? Hasn't happened. We at the Taylor Board, we're going to keep doing this, but I would just point out again further, CTV, Globe, Toronto Sun wrote one story. I read it in each of their papers and on the television site, the same wording. I would tell you, that means to me they're petrified. They're gutless wonders. They're afraid to write anything. They don't know what to do with this story. And I think it deserves being discussed. I would say to Mr. Kovrig, I think he's in town. If he wants to come and talk to us, he's quite welcome. We'd like to know. There's a lot of interesting details here. But the idea that we have journalists who care a lot and want to get that story. Here's a big one, been put in your lap, and you can't get out of your desk or get up and go and find out. You don't want to find out? What is it about this matter that scares you so much? It's very problematic, given this high horse notion that we represent some advanced democracy and we don't have journalists with enough guts to go and ask difficult questions. By the way, I will remind everybody that Chrystia Freeland has a famous grandfather. We think he should be famous. That would be Michael Chomiak. And no journalist in Canada to this date has asked to sit down with Chrystia Freeland, who we're told is going to be the successor to Justin Trudeau, and asked her to please just give her opinion of her grandfather, Michael Chomiak, who was a Nazi collaborator. And she has always told the world that he was her hero and her mentor. And she became passionately Ukrainian because of him. And that's the record. Now she has a ministerial office, and no journalist has asked, have you reassessed your point of view about your grandfather? And everybody says, oh, it doesn't reflect on her. Yes, it does. The only thing that reflects on her is that she said she admired him. We want to know, does she still admire him? And we also want to know, why is there no one in Canadian media, the big ones, who will simply ask her to clarify? Instead, we have a conspiracy of silence. I hate to use the word conspiracy, but sometimes it rings, you know. Conspiracy of silence regarding her view of her grandfather. And I wouldn't want to see her become any bigger office than the one she's got if she will not say clearly what she thought of the collaborating grandfather, Michael Chomiak. And so we got two stories with no journalists. Well, you have the Taylor Report, CIUT, we'll see you next week.